The Napa Valley Wine Train could soon face a lawsuit after forcing members of the Sisters on the Reading Edge Book Club, 10 black women, one white, to get off one of its trains over the weekend because they were loud. Here's a video the women posted just before they boarded the train.
We made it, y'all. Know, right? Look at us. We're ready to get on the wine train. Say hey, everybody.
Let me get out that
picture. We're going to drink a little. Look like, hey, yeah, just a little bit.
See you on the train.
Well, the women say their removal from the train was racist, but train spokesman Sam Singer told the AP it wasn't, that train employees asked the women repeatedly to quiet down. He did add it was insensitive and employees will get sensitivity training. But Danielle Belton, associate editor for The Root, said it was something else. It was having fun while black. She keeps a list of the things black people can't do without getting harassed. Laugh and drink wine on a wine tour has jumped to number one. Danielle, there's also a hashtag going around, laughing while black.
Yes.
Is this a thing? Is this something black women have felt criticized for? Exuberance?
I will say a yes to that. I mean, growing up and even as an adult, when I'm out with friends, we're having a good time, I've experienced where people have gotten upset about our boisterousness.
Now, someone tweeted out, white is black with the joy removed. But, you know, listen, the train company says they received complaints. The staff tried 3 times to quiet the group. They were offered transportation back to Napa. Their costs were refunded. And Sam Singer, the spokesman, said that individuals, groups are asked to leave the train about once a month. So, you know, could this just be that somebody wanted a quiet train car and didn't get it?
Well, you know, I've got to say, like, I've visited wineries. You get, like, a really good mix of people, some loud, some not. You know, you're talking older couples, clubs, wine enthusiasts. And then you also get, like, groups of girlfriends who are doing their best, like, Sex in the City and the Vineyard impressions.
Yeah.
So it's like there's no promise necessarily that you're going to be able to sip in silence.
Yeah.
I mean, and we're talking wine. Even if you are quiet, it's a good chance you won't be for very long.
Well, apparently one woman said to them, you know, this is not a bar. But it sort of is. But we're laughing, and some people might. But second on your list of things that blacks can't do is be loud. That's
yes.
Funny until you read the example that you give. It's deadly serious.
Oh, extremely so. I mean, it's everything from a woman in North Dakota who was fined $150 from praying too loudly to the tragic case of Jordan Davis in 2012 where he was shot and killed in a dispute over loud music.
Yeah. Well, one of the book club members, Lisa Johnson, told CNN that, yes, they were asked to leave, but it was also sort of a perp walk. Let's listen.
We had to walk all the way through all the additional 5 cars to be able to get off the train. It was humiliating, degrading, and that's the part that I will never, ever, ever forget.
And just, Danielle, you know, this may be part of a national conversation. We've got about a minute left. You know, just sensitivity to how that felt. Your thoughts on that.
Well, it's like, you know, the train company, you know, the company that put together the wine tour called themselves trying to make this up to them, you know, by, you know, refunding their money and giving them free photographs. But who really wants photographs from the time they got thrown off the wine train by a police escort?
Yeah.
I mean, who wants memories of that?
That's Danielle Belton, associate editor for The Root. We'll have those videos that we just talked about at hereandnow.org. The hashtag LaughingWhileBlack is exploding on social media. Danielle, thanks for helping us explore this.
Thank you for having me.